I just want to emphasize that the investigation is ongoing and we're continuing to interview cases and collect and analyze data. But so far, we know that we have 11 cases of E. coli 0157 among Minnesotans who visited the Minnesota State Fair. We know that all of these people's isolates, we call them, their E. coli's, are very closely related by whole genome sequencing. So we know that gives us a lot of information that they're connected to a common source. So when we interview them, we find out that they reported visiting the fair between August 25th and September 2nd, and they reported first becoming ill between August 29th and September 6th. And all of them visited the Miracle Birth Center. Some of them also visited some other barns, so we still are investigating the source. We are not saying that we know the source yet. They had contact with animals, most of them. A lot of calves, you know, you've been to the Miracle Birth Center, I'm sure. Calves, baby lambs, baby goats, piglets. And some, just a couple of them didn't actually contact an animal, but either sat in the bleachers or touched other surfaces at the Miracle Birth Center.
Tell me a little bit about what kinds of illnesses have been reported then as a result of this. What kinds of symptoms are people seeing?
Well, E. coli 0157 is one of the most serious causes of diarrhea. It causes a bloody diarrhea, and it's with severe stomach cramps. There's not often a fever. Most of the time, it's self-limiting at between 5 and 10 days, but occasionally you can go on to develop a complication called HUS, or hemolytic uremic syndrome. This is a very serious complication that can be fatal, involving your kidneys and your blood. It's extremely serious, and we did have one case of HUS associated with this outbreak.
And tell me, what do you want folks to know? I mean, are you looking for more reporting from people that have been sick who attended the fair during those days, or what does the public need to know?
Well, the biggest thing they need to know is that if they're experiencing these types of symptoms, that they may have E. coli 0157, and it's important to know that because it can be spread from person to person. So, for example, if a child has these symptoms, they should not go to daycare, and they should see their physician and get diagnosed because it can be very serious if it spreads in daycares. That's our biggest concern. It's just important to get the word out so that people don't spread it to other people if they have it, and also doctors can take the proper actions. This happens to be one of those infections where antibiotics really don't help. In fact, they make you more likely to get HUS. So everyone needs to be aware, and that's what we're really after.
All right. And where should folks report if they are feeling those symptoms? Should they talk to a doctor? Should they call the state? Should they talk to the health department? Where should they go?
They should do both things. They should contact their health care provider, who will evaluate them and perhaps do a stool culture. And they're also welcome to call us. But the first call should be to the health care provider.
And I imagine the investigation itself probably is going to take some time, but do you have a timeline for when you hope to have this narrowed down to the exact source, if you can even do that?
Well, we're going to try. We aren't always able to do that when basically everybody does everything. When you go into the Miracle Birth Center, when you go to the fair, the animal lovers touch a lot of animals. But we're going to do our best to find the source, because that'll help us with prevention. And I want to mention here also that the State Fair is absolutely a partner with us in helping to keep visitors to the fair safe. There couldn't be a better partner than the State Fair. That is their number one priority.
Good information, Joni. I appreciate it. Is there anything else you wanted to add, or any significant information that the public needs to be aware of?
Yes, I have a couple of things, actually. One is, people should know that even well-cared-for, healthy animals, and you can't find any healthier animals than at State Fair, right? Even healthy animals can carry germs that can make people sick. And this is not intuitive, right? It's not something that we really think of or understand deep in our guts. But The thing about it is most of these germs that animals can carry that can make people sick do not make the animals sick. So you cannot tell by looking which animals could be shedding. So you need to take the same precautions with any animals. And those are, the number one thing, of course, is washing your hands with soap and water. And, you know, this isn't the end of our love affair with livestock. And I certainly have one. I'm a former mixed animal practitioner. And we have a season coming up, the pumpkin patch and apple orchard season, where there are a lot of petting zoos. And we'd like people to take common sense precautions when they're visiting petting zoos at these venues to prevent illness. And, you know, it's number one is hand washing. Don't eat or drink food or, you know, beverages in the animal areas. Keep your hands out of your mouth. And ideally, visitors should not go into the pens because little kids can fall down in the manure and get manure on their shoes and clothes. People in high-risk groups should also take, you know, special care around animals. And high-risk groups include senior citizens, children under five, pregnant women, and people with chronic disease conditions.